Heart and Talent Radio.
More Heart Than Talent Radio is brought to you today by my audio training, 7 Steps to 7 Figures. Do you frequently ask yourself, how do I questions? Do you feel stuck at a financial plateau? Do you suffer from entrepreneurial seizure? Would you like to learn the steps to reach 7 figures? The impact of mastering the daily disciplines of a 7-figure income earner can assist you to change your finances, improve your relationships, improve your self-esteem, and so much more. But only if you know the steps to take to get there. If you are committed to creating 7 figures in the next 12 to 24 months, you can receive your copy of my 7 Steps to 7 Figures audio program for 50% off today. Go to goldenmastermind.com/7 to receive your audio download instantly.
Getting money right, living free of debt, one of my favorite topics. I've covered this topic many, many times in different forums, fashions, and formulas, but the content is similar and distinctly different every time I do it, because every time I cover this topic, I have new content for you. So the term debt-free is what many people focus on. Debt-free, with a hyphen connecting both words, so that unconsciously and subconsciously, there is a connection between the word debt and free. Your objective is to be free of debt without a hyphen, so there is no connection. And to be free of debt, you want to free yourself of anxiety. Money does not have a conscious, but your conscious, your awareness, will also dictate your ability to create money in free enterprise or get paid for money in a job, in a place called a job where you are paid what a job is worth. If you're in free enterprise, you have the opportunity to create and attract what the free market will bear. So if as you are in this process and you're on this call tonight or you're listening to this call on a downloaded forum, it is your responsibility, the ability to respond, to understand how money is created, the creation of money. Now, typically, governments create money through inflationary means, through recessions. Many people end up on the wrong side of the money coin. And many people refer back to the years 2006, 7, and 8. Of course, because of the market, because of the real estate market, I lost my house. Actually, that's not really the situation. If you lost your house, and that's how you speak about it, if you lost something that you didn't really own, then you were attached to it. As you start to live in a place called esteem, and in esteem, there is no attachment to money, because esteem does not require any outside influence. It does not require love, does not require money, does not require recognition and rewards. However, in esteem, feeling you are enough, you're good enough, love, recognition, rewards, and money can enhance your esteem, but esteem is still separate from it because there's no dependency on it. Now, I understand we require money, but if you have a dependency on money and money is your identity, and if you don't have any money, then you have no identity. But in esteem, you can create and adapt, and then also through innovation and creativity, be able to create on command and be able to create what the free market will bear. And why does one person have the ability to create money when a large percent of society struggles with money? Money does not identify with struggle. Strugglers struggle with money because strugglers struggle in many areas of their life. Money does not worry, but if you worry about money, money then will have a corresponding response to your worry, and it will not show up frequently. You will be behind the money eight ball, overwhelmed, in debt, worried about money. Money is never conscious, but your conscious about it will determine and dictate whether you are in a money flow or money resistance. And if you're in money resistance, that means that money is going to be difficult. Money is going to be hard. But money doesn't have that kind of personality. It's your personality about the entity of money. And if you don't understand how to create it, then that relegates you to trading time for it. Now, if you have a job will pay you what a job is worth. And a good job will pay you $100,000. However, that good job isn't as good as it used to be because of the cost of living. $100,000 a calendar year doesn't go very far anymore. That's about $5,500 a month. And in that situation, unfortunately, you will have more month left at the end of the money. Even a $250,000 a year job, $250,000, that will go a little further, but that also is dependent upon your consumptive behaviors. And if you have consumptive behaviors with with credit, with debt, and you aren't comfortable with money, then there's a high probability that money will not be comfortable with you, even though it doesn't have a conscience. The purpose of money is as a means of exchange. And it's going to be your responsibility, the ability to respond to, in free enterprise, to be able to create what the free market will bear. It's not what you need, it's what you're skilled at. Money is a skill, and as you start to develop the skills of creation money through value and service, through a unique money proposition, through a unique value proposition, and by delivering great service, but many people confuse this by serving. They confuse serving and service, and they over-serve rather than delivering great service. And if you take other people's success on as your responsibility, then you're responsible for their success. That becomes your identity. Then if you don't succeed, if they don't succeed, then it's going to be your responsibility, your fault, you'll be blamed, you'll feel bad, you'll feel guilty, you'll be overwhelmed. Now, as you begin to have a better understanding of the cause that creates the effect, why people do what they do, as you're able to separate your feelings from events, and you're able to step into your power, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the event. That live in scarcity, that live in a resistance, that live in a poverty consciousness. As you're able to step up, as you're able to realize and let go of the cause that creates the effect, as you understand that your dialogue with money is a direct reflection of the 20,000 meals that you spent with your financial advisors. By the time you're 18 years old, you have spent roughly 20,000 meals with people in school, in high school, with your family, with significant others, on dates, and your money dialogue is usually a direct reflection with these 20,000 meals. Your conditioned behavior about the ability to ask, deserve, and receive also will show up as you start to become a grown-up. Now, if you are told not to talk about money, if you also grow up in a household where money creates stress, anxiety, money creates poverty, money creates a lot of worry. See, money doesn't create it, but that's the communication style. If this is how money is talked about, then money can become difficult for you. And if money is difficult, then you'll have difficulty creating money other than trading time for it in a place called a job. Now, the educational system provides a left-right world for you where you use your left eye iris, you read from the left side of the page, and the educational platform also will prepare you for a job, and you are going to be paid what a job is worth. And what's very interesting, now you're expected to go into deep amounts of school loan debt, anywhere up from a standard $100,000 to on up into multiple six figures of student loan debt at high interest rate that makes it very challenging to ever be free of the interest loan debt unless you have a plan or a business to free yourself of this debt. And for you to be free of debt is to understand how debt is created. Debt is created through consumption, shiny objects, have craving situations that you feel you require. As the back of your tongue salivates and you want this consumptive situation. You can't afford it, but you are given plastic units of instrument called credit cards. And if you're using your credit cards to make purchases that you're paying interest on money that doesn't exist, then there's a high probability that you are a compulsive debtor. And if you're a compulsive debtor, there's a high probability that you'll also be in a lot of anxiety and end up in a money avoidance. What many people do is they ring up large amounts of debt that they can't pay. It's unsecured debt on high rates of interest, so the money that you're paying is going to interest only, and then you don't understand the whole money cycle, then you stay overwhelmed, you avoid your creditors. It affects your credit score, it affects your emotional state, keeps you in a highly overwhelmed state that could lead you to go into a pharmacy because now you have anxiety and or depression. But as you start to develop esteem, you are good enough. You can unequivocally not dig yourself out of it because there's not a shovel, but you can overcome the situation that you've created by being financially responsible. And to be financially responsible, you become emotionally responsible. Emotionally responsible means you understand the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do. You have an understanding of how you got there. You have a systemized plan to understand how to release yourself from your debt. Your dialogue with money begins to improve. You begin to release your struggle with what you used to receive, what you used to perceive was money. Your struggle isn't with money. Your struggle is in compensation. Your struggle is in receiving. Your struggle is is with your creativity and your innovation. Your struggle is with your unconscious behaviors that you were conditioned to behave in a way that kept you separate from money, that kept you feeling uncomfortable with money, kept you feeling bad with money. The money is bad, and occasionally some people even are led to believe that money is evil. Money is not evil and not good. Money is a means of exchange, and it's literally a type of system that is used to be able to create a transaction. And the more you understand and become skilled at the transaction, the higher the probability that you'll have more money on your side of the ledger than the other side of the ledger that would be debt. And as you start to understand how debt has been created and you have a better understanding of why you do what you do, you will stop acting irresponsibly and become a lot more responsible when it comes to your money. If you don't understand your mortgage, now it's time to understand it. If you don't understand your student loan, it's time to understand it. 4%, 8%, what does it mean? It means they're front-loaded loans. Whether it's 4 or 8, it's the same situation. Most of the payments are going to go to interest in the initial portion of any kind of secured loan. Whether it's a 10-year, a 15, a 20, or a 30, a large percent of your debt payments are going to go toward interest. Only a small percent will go toward principal. So what that means, it means that what you're paying is virtually going into someone else's hands, and it's not going toward the principal. And the more you understand how you've been duped, the more you understand how uneducated you are, the higher probability that you will start to educate yourself so that your dialogue with money is improving. And as you begin to release your anxieties and stories that you tell yourself about money, you will no longer be the mind-body connection to the events that created your anxiety, your resentment, your inability to ask people questions, your inability to be able to close a transaction. If you have felt rejected, if you have rejection issues, if you have abandonment issues, if you had a father that was supposed to pick you up and didn't show up on a Saturday, he emotionally abandoned you. And the more you understand those feelings, the more you understand those anxieties, the more you can separate your feelings from those events, the higher the probability that you will feel more comfortable with self. And as you start to develop comfortability with self, you're actually developing your esteem. And your esteem is going to be your regard for self, your respectability for self. And as you begin to respect self, now you start to have self-esteem. But if you play the self-confident, self-competence game, like most of society does, they're relying on self-confidence and self-competence to develop an identity. And if you don't have any money, many people that live in lack feel less than. And it's not that you don't have any money, you don't understand the money that isn't even there anyway. There's very little money that ever transacts. Most money is on computer screens, it's on ledger books and paper. There's very little money that ever actually exchanges hands. Most of it's e-commerce, we don't even handle it hardly anymore. We've been off the gold standard since the 30s, the silver standard since the 60s. We still have the paper standard, but other than that, there's very little money. Most of society pays their bills online. They don't even write checks anymore. Money becomes mythical. It becomes very invisible, and it's something you don't even really understand. As you become someone who understands money, it means you understand numismatic law. You're a numismatist. You understand the laws that govern money. You're here and you're now. You're in the now and you are in the know. As you begin to emancipate yourself from your debt and understand the liberation process of relieving yourself of debt, you can't relieve yourself of debt by avoiding it. Unfortunately, that's what a large percent of society does. They live in a money avoidance. They don't understand their bills. They don't understand their interest. They don't understand their college loans. They don't understand their mortgage loans. They don't understand money because they are intimidated by money. Money is not intimidated. It's your inability to create it that intimidates you. It's a story you tell yourself. And if you also feel selfish with money, then you will not have any self-esteem. And if you feel guilty about money because you didn't have any, and if you grew up in a household where you lost your innocence by having to work a job and then give your money to your family, then there's a high probability you will continue to give your money away. If you're one of these people that gets an inheritance or sells a house or you go through a divorce and you have money, then all of a sudden your relatives start coming around and they use guilt to control you and you don't have any self-esteem and self-respect, then there's a high probability that you will give money to your relatives. You won't even write up a contract. You won't even have a handshake agreement. They'll take advantage of you, and then you will feel disappointed because of your inability to set a healthy boundary when it comes to asking, receiving, and deserving, when it comes to the laws that govern money. Me, personally, I never loan anyone money. I've gifted people money, small amounts, but I will not loan it to them. That way I won't be disappointed when they don't pay back. Only a small percent of the population ever intends to pay any money back when they secure the loan, especially a personal one. Now, if you have to go out and get a hard money loan, that's a whole other situation because the VIG, the juice, the interest is going to practically eat up your any ability to make any payments. That's why it's your responsibility, the ability to respond, to be right with yourself so you can start to be right with money. And money isn't even really a right or wrong. It's more of a healthy aspect. It's a healthy dialogue with money. It's a communication style that's conducive to the creation of wealth. Now, The Wealth Factor is a book that I am committed to writing in my next book. I'm right now in the process of finishing up a book called The Breakthrough Factor. Late this summer, I will be starting the Esteem Factor, and the following book will be called The Wealth Factor. Wealth is assets. When you begin to have more liabilities than assets, then you're in poverty. But as you begin to have more assets than you have liability, now you're in prosperity. You're more in the flow. When you are free of debt, you own your house outright. You have no longer have any car payments. And what you here's a plan. Here's the way you start to do this. You start to take a look at your whole spreadsheet. It is required of you to get out of money avoidance and money scarcity, and then also a money lack situation, and then a money avoidance where you don't really know where you are because you're too afraid to really figure it out. But as you begin to let go of your anxiety, you start to create a spreadsheet. You list all your debts. That's right, all of them. This isn't scary. This is real. How can you change until you're rigorously honest? You can't. You can't change when you're in denial. As you begin to understand the challenges you have with your debt, now you can come up with a game plan to be able to liberate yourself from this debt in a matter of days, months, weeks, and years. And as you start to develop a systemized, organized plan to relieve yourself of any debt so you can be free of debt, you're going to be able to direct your money into other phases toward joy, towards bliss, towards some type of retirement situation where you can start to have money to enjoy later in life. The more you understand insurance programs, the more you understand how to leverage your money, the more you understand how to invest your money, the higher the probability that you will be able to have money operate for you so that you are not operating for it. My long-term goal, which I've had a plan for a number of years, is to be able to have money dividend payments monthly, meaning that I have enough money invested that I can receive a monthly dividend and monthly stipend from the money that my brokers are achieving for me, and that is with a low-risk portfolio. I'm not a big risk taker, but I'm a low risk taker, about 4-6%. And my objective is to create enough money compounded so that I can receive a dividend payment by the time I am 70. Do you have a plan to succeed or do you have a plan to fail? Do you have a plan to retire or are you going to work the rest of your life? Do you have a plan to be free of debt or are you going to be in debt the rest of your life? What many people do is they defer the debt. They tell themselves they can't afford to pay the debt, so they don't pay it while it continues to compound and accrue interest. Most of society does not understand this. So when you're deferring debt, you might not be making the payments, but the interest is still racking up on you. This is your responsibility to understand this. This is why most people won't work two jobs. They won't start a business. They won't go beyond the call of duty. They're on 40 hours, 40,000, 40 years, and a $40 Timex. And you don't even get 40 years with a company anymore. It's going to be your responsibility to really take ownership, to be responsible, to be responsible American citizens, to have a better understanding and dialogue with money that's conducive to being able to create results. Now, there's a term called outproduce your problems. Now, what does that mean? It means you become highly productive and you start to produce more revenue and more profit than you do liabilities. The reason you're in business is not to help people. It's a big misnomer. If you open a restaurant, you're not in business to help people. You're in business to be able to serve a great meal and attract great clients to your reality who refer your clients, come back, and you'll have enough people dining in your restaurant that you're able to create a profit to pay your overhead, to pay your payroll tax, to pay your employees, to pay your chef, and then most importantly, to pay yourself. As a business owner in free enterprise, you're in business for profit. That means if you have a sub-S corp, a C corp, an LLC, then you will be receiving a salary at the end of every month. You can't freely take money out of your accounts at free will without being accountable for it. And if you're not accountable for money, money won't count up for you. It's your responsibility, the ability to respond, to develop a dialogue with money that's conducive to liberating yourself from debt. This is going to happen by what you do daily and what you do weekly. And I suggest that you begin saving money weekly. You set money aside in a white envelope. You set money aside in a coffee can. You set real money, you set paper money aside so that you can see it compound. You can see it stack up. You start to save money for a vacation. You save money to pay a certain situation off. You start to work two jobs, have a business. You do whatever is required to be free of debt. You do it with dignity and grace. You don't whine about it. You don't complain. Stop telling yourself how bad you hate your job. Lean into your job. Tell yourself that this may not be the ideal job for you, but what kind of energy do you transmit when you're hating something? Yeah, I mean, give your employer the respect he deserves for paying you or quit. And if you hate your job, start a business. Stop whining about it. Stop, be an American. Be someone who of influence and affluence. So many people whine and complain about their plight in life. They talk about what they hate and dislike, and they talk about this. Then they bring that same energy home into a business because they talk so much about what they dislike, they can't perform to a set of standards that's standardized. And if you don't understand that, then you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your feelings. So as you begin to have a better understanding of why you do what you do, as you have a better understanding of how you keep doing the same thing over and over and creating the same result, then you now are separating your feelings from events, which will also assist you to greatly enhance your ability to create money and wealth in free enterprise. As you begin to create peace with yourself, which is esteem, and you start to create peace with receiving, asking, and deserving, as you begin to separate your feelings from guilt and shame, abandonment, rejection, you're going to raise your vibration. You'll raise your consciousness. And your conscious awareness will either lead you to prosperity or your lack of consciousness will lead you to poverty. And as you're no longer in a dialogue with money that's not conducive to creating it, as you step into a dialogue with money that's conducive to creating relationships, collaborations, goodwill, reciprocity, and prosperity, your energy is transmuted and transmuted differently. This is what explains the phenomenon they show up. As you let go of your attachment to people, attachment to money, as you let go of your attachment to debt, and you become a lot more consciously aware and devote your energy into the solution and the results, then you won't focus so much on the problem. When you focus on the problem, you attract your reality, the very situation that you seek to avoid. This is why when you worry all the time, you attract the situation that you worried about to fulfill your anxiety. As you separate your feelings from the events that created your anxiety, as you separate your feelings with the people who taught you about how not to create wealth, how to avoid money, how to be in a scarcity mindset, as you move into a prosperity mindset, as you move into the flow, as you let go of your resistance, you begin to attract to reality people and situations that will foster your purpose, your meaning, and your cause. When you become cause-driven, then you won't give give to power the scarcity that you live in. As you become purpose-driven, you know your purpose. Someone asked me today, what is your dream? I told them the same answer I've been telling people for 25 years. I am living it. Yeah, but. What is that? I had someone go, yeah, but. I mean, I said, what part of what I just said did you not understand? Well, what are you going to do in retirement? I said, I'll do whatever I want to do in retirement. Well, what's your plan? I'm like, this conversation's over. When someone puts me in a position, I have to validate, justify, and explain myself. I know that's not someone that I'm going to share any reciprocity or prosperity with. When you start to attract prosperity partners and you let go of your poverty mindset, then you will stop attracting the people who tell you this sounds good, but they don't have the money. When you let go of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape your anxiety. As you move into higher levels of consciousness and you virtually understand what letting go means, then you are you and you are free. And as you begin to free yourself from your anxiety about money and free yourself from debt, then you will never create debt again unless it's asset debt. There's two kinds of debt, liability debt and asset debt. When you're seduced into living into liability debt, you will be anxious. As you begin to liberate yourself from your liabilities and move into the flow, you will begin to live in a place called prosperity, a place called reciprocity. You will attract your reality, people and situations that you can collaborate with, that you can contribute with, that become teammates, that become leaders, that become vendors, that become employees, that become soulmates, that become teammates, people that you can be, that you can create a one-with situation, people that will actually enhance your self-esteem as you enhance their self-esteem. As you let go of the self-confidence and competence scheme and move into your higher power, into your energetic emotional state called conscious awareness, as you begin to be and stay in that state, then there is no relapsing. There are no cheat days because you are you and you are free.
Thank you for listening to More Heart Than Talent Radio. If you enjoyed today's content and are committed to creating seven figures in the next 12 to 24 months, you can receive a copy of my 7 Steps to 7 Figures audio program for 50% off today. Let me ask you this. Do you frequently ask yourself, how do I questions? Do you feel stuck at a financial plateau? Do you suffer from entrepreneurial seizure? Would you like to learn the steps to reach 7 figures? The impact of mastering the daily disciplines of a 7-figure income earner can assist you to change your finances, improve your relationships, improve your self-esteem, and so much more. But only if you know the steps to take to get there. To receive your audio download instantly of my audio program, 7 Steps to 7 Figures, go to goldenmastermind.com/7 to receive the training now.